Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we learned to balance the chakra for better energy and well-being. In this episode, we dive deep into the importance of the lower three chakras. When I first learned about the chakras, I jumped right in with the focus on the Ajnaya chakra. This is also known as the third eye. Based on that personal experience, I recommend a focus on grounding oneself through meditation on the first three chakras. When the first three chakras are properly grounded, we are able to turn everyday life into a spiritual experience. This helps us maintain higher states of awareness. When we are grounded in the first chakra, the root chakra, we feel safe, strong, and secure. The second chakra, located on the lower abdomen, helps us feel happy and caring. The third chakra, located in the solar plexus, helps us pay attention and understand things. For example, when we see dark clouds, we understand it might rain soon. We may grab a raincoat as a result on our way out the door to be prepared for the day. When the chakras are grounded, everything feels like a hug. Every rainbow becomes magical. We notice the little runters around and feel joy every moment. The importance of the heart chakra. The heart's vibration is subtler and more refined than the higher chakras. That's the throat chakra, the third eye, and the crown chakra. It's quieter and more delicate than the loud chatter of the mind. You'll notice it more easily when you slow down and tune in, rather than racing from one thought to the next. It's more refined. It carries qualities like kindness, empathy, and acceptance, rather than logic or critique of pure thinking. It doesn't slice into details. It soothes and connects. Cultivating your heart energy is learning to listen for that gentle, loving melody beneath the noisy drumbeat of your thoughts, and letting it guide how you feel and act. In chakra teachings, the heart chakra does indeed sit at the center of the seven chakra system, linking the three lower survival and desire-oriented chakras with the three higher insight and spirit-oriented chakras. The Anahata chakra, the heart chakra, occupies the middle of the energetic spine, acting as the vital bridge between our lower body instincts and our higher mind aspirations. Because its vibrational frequency outpaces the purely mental realm, strengthening Anahata brings three key benefits: integration of body and mind, emotional intelligence and resilience, radiant compassion and connection. By cultivating love, compassion, and genuine self-acceptance, the heart chakra harmonizes survival-driven impulses with higher faculties of insight and will. This integration prevents fragmentation, where you might feel pulled between gut reactions and head judgments, so your choices arise from whole self-coherence. A balanced heart chakra transforms emotional reactivity into centered awareness, rather than lurching from fear to anger or guilt you learn to witness and transform emotions into constructive energy. This steadiness is crucial for sustaining any spiritual practice without burning out or bypassing difficult feelings. As the frequency amplifier of universal love, the heart chakra expands your capacity for empathy towards yourself and others. This resonance not only strengthens relationships, but also opens your energy field to receive and transmit healing vibrations, enriching every layer of your being. Developing Anahata ensures that intuition and insight flow through a foundation of love and balance. When your heart is open, you move through life grounded in kindness, anchored in purpose, and uplifted by genuine connection. The importance of being grounded and balanced. Being truly grounded underpins everything from our physical safety to our emotional well-being. When your root chakra is stable, you're not only connected to the earth's support, but also anchored in your own sense of worth and security. And here are a few ways to cultivate that vital grounding. This is a root chakra ritual. It's a visual meditation. I enjoy doing this myself. Sit comfortably. Imagine strong red roots growing down from your tailbone into the ground, anchoring you as if you were a tree with roots. Breathe deeply. Exhale and feel all tension within the body drain down those roots. Softly chant Lam while pressing your fists gently against your hips. This helps awaken the survival energy of Muladhara. Here's another ritual, practical foundation building through a quick financial check-in. It takes a little bit of time to go through our checkbook, but groundedness often shows up in our material life. Have a weekly budget review. Plan one small saving goal. Create simple daily routines. Have a consistent wake and sleep time. Create a dedicated spot for each of your belongings. For example, you can have a jar that contains pens and pencils, a shelf for your books, another for your linens. Grounding isn't just a metaphor, it's a lived practice. Weave simple rituals into your day, transform the abstract idea of safety into real embodied security. Here's a short 1 to 2 minute guided heart meditation as we come to an end of this particular episode. Sit comfortably with a straight spine, feet grounded, or if you're in a chair, have your legs uncrossed and your hands resting gently over the heart center. Close your eyes and take 3 deep, intentional breaths. Inhaling fully through your nose and exhaling softly. With each exhale, feel your body grow a little heavier into your seat. Gently place your attention, and if you like, your hands over the center of your chest. Notice the natural rise and fall of this sacred space. Imagine with each inhale that you're drawing in a soft green gold light into your heart. On the exhale, let that green gold light expand outward, filling your chest with warmth and ease. As you inhale, silently repeat, "I open to love." And as you exhale, "I share compassion." With every cycle, feel your heart field widening, embracing yourself, and then extending to everyone. Now take one final deep inhale, anchoring gratitude in your heart for this moment of connection. Exhale gently, knowing this love remains with you as we come to a close of today's episode. Bring your awareness back to the room. Wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you're ready, slowly open your eyes, carrying this open heart energy into the rest of your day. Feel its green light embrace you and fill the room. Thank you for sharing this heart space with me. And may your heart guide you with love. In the next episode, we will continue our exploration of the chakras as we learn how that energy moves throughout our body. Until next time, this is Barbara. As always, steering the helm towards health, one episode at a time. For everything else, there's your doctor.